the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, hear the word of the Lord according to the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, as the rain and snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout, and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. It will not return without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. The word has gone forth into the womb of Saint Mary, and the word has succeeded in the matter for which the Lord God sent it. For through his sowing and through your eating of the word made flesh, he has stayed the hand of sin and death. He has won the victory over these to save you for himself. And that is the very essence of God, to save poor sinners from the accusations of the law and to place them firmly into the kingdom of heaven through the flesh and blood of the one man, Christ Jesus, made in the image of God, baptized and crucified for all who are also made in the image of God, as you are. It is my charge and my sworn duty as a called and ordained servant of the word to announce this to you and to teach you of it, to tell you that God is on your side, though once you were a sworn enemy of his. Where you could not possibly make amends between you and he has made amends. He who created you, he has made amends. He has made a way for you to escape the wrath of God, which is being revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness. The way of escape is this washing of regeneration, a baptism of Christ and into Christ, a baptism of the very same kind and of the very same substance as the one who was in the beginning yet subjected himself to the law. In the beginning, the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. Now the face of God is beheld in his only begotten Son, baptized in the waters of the Jordan, whereby all waters are sanctified for use as a cleansing flood to wash away sin and death, since Christ has fulfilled all righteousness for all people for all time through his baptism in those waters, through his baptism by innocent suffering and death, through his resurrection from the dead. Not all waters are used for holy baptism, but all holy baptisms make use of simple water, water as from the beginning. Waters cover the face of the earth yet today and may even be found under the earth. It is nothing less than a miracle, for water exists and is sustained by the very same word of God that created it in the beginning. There is no more common substance, yet it is special, it is something else, it is much more. It is an excellency of God that you may proclaim. For when simple water is comprehended in and with the Word of God, who sends forth his Holy Spirit of and through Christ, it becomes clothing. Not just a type of clothing, but real clothing. For the Holy Spirit does not mince words. The word of the Lord does not return empty. Holy baptism joins you to Christ Jesus, because Christ Jesus too is baptized in the Jordan. His work as the anointed one, the Messiah, everything he does, everything he speaks, everything he prays in love toward the Father and for his neighbor. Everything that he suffers willingly, even death itself, these are attributed and given to you through this clothing of holy baptism, this garment of salvation. It's no surprise that John the Baptist questions the propriety of baptizing the one who came before him, whose sandal he is not worthy to untie. It seems to be a complete reversal of roles, because it is necessary that God cleanse us, not that we cleanse God. What sin is there of which Christ Jesus is in need of repentance? What wrong has he done? There is none, so why must he be baptized? The answer, in short, is because his baptism is your baptism. Christ Jesus did not come to serve himself, but to rescue those who were cast into darkness from birth, incapable of attaining to the righteousness of God. For them and for you, a righteousness must come from above. A righteousness consisting of pure obedience rendered through one body alone, through whom all flesh may be joined to the Father in love. So, for you, and for all who are baptized into his name, you are a new creation. That which once was without form and void is now formed and filled through the work of the Holy Son of God, whose risen flesh and blood you receive into your body this day. You are invited. You are made partakers of this Word made flesh, because he predestined you in love to be co-heirs with him, having been clothed with his righteousness in your baptism and his. While the world flounders about looking for meaning in all the wrong places, your Father in heaven has placed you into the love of his only begotten Son, and he keeps you there by his word, so that you may walk in the paths of righteousness and be satisfied all your days. How does he do this? By his word, in this place, on this day, and on every day that his word is preached and administered into your ears and into your body and soul. Sure, there are many who mock and say, well, if your God is so great, then show him to us so we may believe. Even you yourself often cry out for God to show himself and to show his work. But he is cloaked in a majesty neither your flesh nor the world can comprehend except through faith. For he says of himself that he works his work and righteousness through the crucified and risen Christ. The crucified and risen Christ has placed his word and promise into the holy ministry. The holy ministry takes place simply through preaching, sacraments, and absolution. There is no self-service in this holy ministry and this baptism. It is a holy ministry and baptism of self-sacrifice from your Father in heaven, through his only begotten Son, given for you. There is no glitter or sparkle in this holy ministry and baptism, no laser light show, no Twitter feed, Facebook post, Instagram, Grammy Award, Emmy Award, Pulitzer Prize, or special honor from the world. But there is a crucifixion, a bloody and a painful crucifixion, whereby God turns his back on this one man, God in human flesh, so that you may be adopted as his children through his flesh and blood, given and shed for you. This holy ministry and this baptism is efficacious. It does what God says of it. It is of the Lord. It is his name. This holy ministry and this baptism, it forgives sins. It buries you along with Christ as a way of escape from the wrath to come. It rescues you, it saves you, It does not depend on your feelings or your faithfulness. It is not a feat of hocus-pocus merely by recitation of syllables of the English language, but it is the word of the Lord come down from heaven that does not return without accomplishing that for which it was sent. And as for its price, you know it. You know the price of this holy ministry and this holy baptism. For you fix your eyes on Jesus, who has written your faith. He has written your faith because he is the author of your faith. He has completed your faith by baptizing you into his baptism of innocent suffering and death and resurrection from the dead. What is revealed in the baptism of your Lord and what is given to you in your holy baptism is the inner divine life of the Holy Triune God, manifested and made available in the flesh of Christ Jesus. The one true God turns himself inside out, as it were, to draw you and embrace you to himself in love. He loves you with the divine, eternal love of the Father for his Son, and he brings you to himself in the faith and love of the Son for his Father. He anoints you with the Holy Spirit as he has been anointed, this author and giver of life who proceeds from the Father in the Son, who is poured out upon the body of the Son and rests and remains upon him in the Holy Spirit, so that you who belong to the body of Christ by your baptism into him also receive the Spirit of God and become his child. Now, to him who is able to establish you according to this gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept secret for long ages past but is now made known publicly by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to the obedience of faith, so that you are kept under the discipline of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him, to the only wise God, through the same Jesus Christ, be the glory forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.